Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Cisco Optics Podcast, where we talk about pluggable optics for networks. After you plug the optic into the switch, router, or server, you're not done. You still have to plug in a fiber optic cable. What does this fiber cable infrastructure look like? It's a lot more sophisticated than you might imagine. This is episode 12, and we continue a conversation with Brian Kelly of Panduit. I've worked with Brian for a number of years because Cisco and Panduit have basically the same customers, even though we don't make the same products. Cisco is a network gear provider, and Panduit is a fiber cable infrastructure provider. You need both the hardware and the fiber cable to complete your network. In this fourth part of our six-part conversation, we learn about breakouts. Brian L. Kelly joined Panduit in 2012. In 2014, he joined corporate R&D as a solution architect. Prior to joining Panduit, he worked for 14 years in the telecommunications and data center co-location industries. Currently, Brian manages Panduit's network architecture team, which develops reference architecture content for the data center and enterprise businesses. In addition, he manages the Panduit Labs network, which provides secure connectivity and resources to their labs in Tinley Park, Illinois. Brian has written well over 20 technical papers that have been published on the Panduit website, as well as partner websites. Brian owns a bachelor's degree from Illinois State University and a master's degree in business administration from Keller Graduate School of Management. I could spend hours learning from him. Actually, I have. If you haven't already, please subscribe to this podcast. It may show up as the Cisco Podcast Network, which has other great podcast series as well. Check out our blog at blogs.cisco.com and search on hashtag Cisco Optics Blog, all one word, no hyphen, and no spaces. You'll find podcast notes and links there too. For our YouTube playlist, go to youtube.com and search on Cisco Optics. And for product information, go to cisco.com/go/optics. And now, join me as I talk with Brian Kelly. Breakouts. People, because breakouts wasn't a thing until I think 40 gig, right?
Yeah, 40 gig was
when
really
QSFP
the first time.
Came out.
Yeah.
So what's your view on breakouts?
So it's a very difficult thing. We just did this paper, the ordering guide for the breakout stuff, and we actually had some really long conversations with very knowledgeable people, and it was like, oh yeah. Because there's so many things that go into this. It's polarity and gender is a huge piece. So polarity is basically the flipping of the fiber to make them align as they go through. It's a big piece, especially with MPO connectivity.
Because LC doesn't have a polarity, does it?
It does, but there's only two, and you can flip them very easily. So if it's duplex. Wrong, it's because it's duplex. Yeah, you can just flip them right around, and it's fine.
Okay.
MPO, because there's 12, and the way that MPO and MTP originally came out, you had to order it correctly. And if it was ordered incorrectly, you had to have them ship it back. So, for instance, there's both male and female connectivity. And obviously, the male goes into the female. There's method A, method B, and method C, but almost nobody uses method C. But method A is key up, key down, and method B is key up, key up. So, based on there's a key on the MPO. So like key up would be there's a little notch, it would go on the top, and key down would be obviously the opposite of that. It'd be facing down.
So it's 180 degree rotation.
Yeah.
Around the axis of the fiber.
Yeah, absolutely. So say you needed a key up, key down, and you ordered a key up, key up connection, you would have to actually sit there and wait to reorder to bring in a new fiber. So about, I don't know, maybe 5-7 years ago, Panduit came out with the Pan MPO, which you can change both the polarity and the gender on. So for instance, if you ordered a cable that was, you ordered it as key up, key up, but you needed key up, key down, you can actually change the polarity of it to key up, key down, and not have to reorder your cable. Or say maybe you ordered a male to male connectivity when you actually needed a female to female. You can actually change the gender on it. So there's a little tool, and you actually just you slide it back in, and these two pins will retract to go from a male connectivity connector to a female connector, which is super innovative. I mean, it was at the time, it was really really innovative. So it's really changed.
You showed me once. It was really cool.
Yeah, it's really neat. Cool. I mean, it's very simple design, but it makes a huge difference because, you know, sometimes like these fibers, they take, you know, 4 to 6 weeks to come in, you know, and if you order them all incorrectly, like, oh man, that's a ship back for a return and then get new ones sent out.
And polarity and gender are independent parameters, right?
So absolutely.
That means that there are four combinations of that MPO termination.
Absolutely.
So you have three chances out of four to get it wrong.
Yeah, that's a funny way of looking at it. Yeah, but yeah, totally true.
Well, I'm, you know, ever the pessimist.
Yeah.
So
you got a 75% chance of screwing that up.
But that means like, yeah, it. So the one that you described, the pan MPO, you can change both polarity and gender?
Yeah, absolutely.
After you receive it? Okay.
Yeah.
So that's really nice.
So, you know, here's the caveat is you always want to order it correctly. But if you order it incorrectly, you can quickly change it. You know, obviously, you don't want to just say, give me just all female and, you know, all key up, key up. Like, you want to order it the way that you need it. But if you order it incorrectly, or you're short a cable and you have another one, but it's in a different polarity, you can just change the polarity to what you need.
Yeah, I mean that's great. Now this is the MPO side of the breakout. What about the other side? You know, the fan out side. What other common questions do you get, or
questions
do you see in the field?
There's really two different ways that you can do breakout, and now breakout is available in, you know, what, 10, 40 and 10, 125, 400 and 100. I think it's even available in 250.
You mean the transceiver?
Speeds? Yeah, the transceiver speeds. Yeah. So 100 gig transceiver to 425s, say. There's really two different ways that you can do this. You can do it with what we call breakout cables. They're sometimes called hydras, you know, breakout harnesses, stuff like that.
Hydra? Is that an industry name or is that a Panduit name?
That's more of a Panduit thing. Okay. I don't even think we call them hydras anymore, but at one point we did. And that's a term that I have seen other places too, but, you know, what it is, when you use a breakout cable, you basically run MPO to the patch panel, and then you plug in one side of the harness, which is going to be MPO, and then you're going to break out to four connections on the other end, which are going to be LC generally, at least currently. So the other way that you can do it is what we call a breakout cassette, and that would be MPO to MPO, and then MPO into the back of a cassette, and then the cassette is going to break it out into the four LC connections. So you can just actually use regular LC connectivity from the cassette down to the server or switch or whatever you may be connecting to. To the other transceiver.
So what are
I find the cassette option to be far easier to use. The breakout cables, there's different ways that you can do it. So you can order them with the same length on each, which I find to be not very usable because you end up having to to cable manage a lot of the length. And then they have staggered lengths that you can buy. So maybe one of the arms on it is going to be a meter, and say another one's 1.2 meters, another one's 1.4 meters, another one's 1.6 meters. Those are more usable, but it's easy. It's far easier to just connect a cassette to a patch cord down to the transceiver, which people are very used to.
And then you can just use whatever patch cord length you need for each individual.
Yeah, absolutely. And it makes the ordering process much easier.
So why would someone use the cable version?
The cables generally are a little bit more cost effective. But like I said, they're harder to install. There's more risk involved too. So for instance, like maybe the first three connections fit perfectly, but that fourth one is just a little bit too short to, and then at that point you basically can't use that connection. I think the cassette connectivity for breakout just tends to be a lot cleaner. And personally, I think it's a lot better.
Yeah, that makes sense. And do you find that people opt for the cassette more so than the cable flavor?
I think there's a pretty good split on it, but I think more and more people are starting to move towards the cassette just because it is a cleaner solution. It makes it work a lot better. And it's more modular too. So, if say you want to move a connection, say the last server moves down an RU or two RU, you may not be able to use that harness or the breakout cable because now that fourth connection doesn't fit. Now all you got to do if you have a cassette is just order a new patch cord, or just pull another patch cord out of your stock and plug it into the cassette, and then the right length down to the new server location.
Sock figuratively, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. not straight from the barbecue.
Yeah. 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 And wash your hands. No.
Yeah.
Before you install it, wash your hands.
All right. Cool. So any other thoughts on breakouts? Because I did have another question I wanted to move to, but it would be changing the subject.
Yeah, no, I think we're done with the breakouts.
Okay. So way back at the start of the call, you were talking about other things that Panduit does. It's not even necessarily fiber related. You mentioned, PDUs and... That was the fourth part of my conversation with Brian Kelly. Next time we'll get into thermals and power. Subscribe to this podcast, and we'd really appreciate you helping to get the word out. Share this with friends and colleagues that come to mind when you think of network technology and optics. And leave a review on Apple Podcast, formerly known as iTunes. We're also on all the other major podcast platforms. You may see the Cisco Podcast Network come up when you search for Cisco Optics Podcast. That's where we live, and you can find other great podcasts there too. Also, check out the Cisco Optics blogs at blogs.cisco.com and search on hashtag Cisco Optics blog, no spaces and no hyphens. We also have educational videos on YouTube. Just go to youtube.com and search on Cisco Optics. Thank you for listening. This is Pat Chow, product manager at Cisco Optics. The next episode is part 5 of my conversation with Brian Kelly. Until next time.